Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Now, back to the Grape Bar Sports on a Sunday morning on 104.1 KMOX. From the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, here is Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to the show. Our thoughts and condolences to the O'Brien family. The grandfather of Cardinals reliever Riley O'Brien, Johnny O'Brien, passed away on Friday night. He was 94. Riley's just a great guy. Got to know him at the Cardinals caravan, and his grandfather played for the Cardinals. He was a Cardinal, and I think that's such a special thing to have that in the family, and I know that they are hurting today, and we wish them the very best, their entire family. We send our love. This is John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, and happy Father's Day to you and your family, Mo.
Well, thank you, Tom. Happy Father's Day to you.
I know that you love being a dad. You got some great kids, and you're going to be able to spend a little more time with them, I would imagine. You have a busy job, but they are a huge part of your life.
Yeah, unfortunately, neither are home. One's up in Boston, and the other's out in the Cape. But you know, they're both doing great. I'm certainly thinking of them. But as you know, as you get older, there is that separation. But you know, from a baseball standpoint, they've understood what dad does, and you know, they certainly have enjoyed that experience. And then next year, hopefully, my pace changes enough where I can see them a little more.
Yeah, that's good to hear. John Mozeliak is with us, who had watched his team. That thing got spicy yesterday. Cardinals beat the Brewers 8-5. That's not 2011 spice. And let me tell you, folks, on the side, those two teams did not like each other, and it was a big part of why the Cardinals pushed so hard and ended up winning the World Series in 11. That was a big-time rivalry. But this one got a little interesting yesterday, didn't it, with the collision at first base, the hit by pitch. Wilson Contreras was involved in all of that, Mo.
Yeah, let's just start with the play at first. It seems to be a lot to do about nothing, but it obviously irritated a few people, and you know, I think you have to understand there's a man that used to be a full-time catcher, transitions over to first, and you know, maybe the best strategy is always step forward, like towards the infield. He stepped back, clipped him, but it wasn't intentional, and you know, those things happen. And then you know, it wasn't like we got upset because Pallante had a collision at the plate and got flipped up. Again, not intentional. But then to see him then get intentionally hit, you know, careful when you push the bear. You never know. So I certainly hope calmer heads prevail and baseball can be played. But, yeah, it definitely got a little tense yesterday, and who knows what today will bring.
Yeah, it certainly looked like Quintana was trying to hit Burleson, couldn't. Then he gets Contreras. Arenado walks. Drew, why don't you play for us what happened after that? Lefty-lefty matchup, Nolan Gorman.
The pitch. A swing, and there's a high fly ball. Center field, hit deep. It might go. It's a goner for Gorman. A three-run homer. And the Cardinals punch back. They lead 7-1 in the fifth inning.
I like to think that somewhere Mike Shannon was cackling and cracking open a Budweiser. Man, would he would have loved that. Nolan Gorman going deep. That's how you do it, John Mozeliak.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we're struggling right now. Yesterday was a great bounce-back game for us. We needed it, to say the least, and just to see the way we did it. Offense was clicking yesterday. We did have that timely hit. Obviously, in Gorman's case, a huge hit, home run. And so as you watch that game unfold, you know, even in that eighth inning, it got pretty stressful. But, you know, right now we needed that win. Hopefully we can build from it and get back into what we were playing like prior to this past week.
What is it like to have Jordan Walker back in the mix? He had a nice little rehab at Memphis, didn't he?
Yeah, it was short.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Gordon didn't really planned, but you know, sometimes you got to zig and zag in a season. And it was nice to see him at least put bat to ball yesterday. And you know, hopefully, even though he had a stint at rehab, it won't affect his timing. So I know prior to him even going out on that rehab, he was doing a lot of work underneath and getting his swings in. So we feel pretty confident he'll be in a good spot. But having that right-handed bat in our lineup is something we need, especially given how effective he was prior to the injury.
How is Donnie doing? That's a touchy, kind of a sensitive area there, that toe injury.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, we haven't really spoken about sort of the ups and downs of this the last 10 days or so, but not having, you know, him in the lineup is definitely a big loss. And so I'm hoping that he's going to get back in there today. And, you know, hopefully we can just manage his pain tolerance, because that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, he's not going to put himself in a bad spot, but should he hit it or, you know, twist it in some way, it can be excruciating, I've been told.
Yeah, no question. This is John Mozeliak with us as the Cardinals play at 110 today. Miles Michaelis takes the ball. All of these starts are important. And, you know, look, you lost six games in a row. There's a variety of reasons for that. But would you agree with me that the foundation of your team, or really any team, is the rotation? The rotation's got to be solid. Just your overarching thoughts on the rotation last time through.
Yeah, I mean, baseball's simple, right? Like, if you're pitching well, then hopefully you're scoring some runs. If you're scoring runs and you're not pitching well, you need both to really be a truly successful team. And so this past week, you did see a little bit of leaking in our rotation, weren't going as deep, giving up runs earlier than we have seen throughout the season. So that's been a negative effect on us. And then also, our offense really wasn't just pounding out runs this past week. So we kind of had the double-edged sword going, and obviously we weren't winning games. So when you talk about someone like Miles Michaelis today, he's got to keep us in the game. He's got to keep the ball in the ballpark and pitch efficiently. Because right now, good news is we have a day off tomorrow, but you don't want to pressure bullpen too much because we are in a a pretty stiff part of the schedule right now as far as just games.
Mo joins us every Sunday at 11:30, and we love that. You also joined us recently on the Gas House Gang on a Wednesday, and I appreciated that as well. And one thing that you mentioned in there that I thought we just would finish on here for the Sunday audience that didn't get to catch is you talked a little bit about kind of transitioning over to Heim Bloom, which I found interesting, where, you know, he'll have a lot of say on the draft, whereas in the past you were able to oversee that and allow Randy Flores and others. And, you know, as you get closer to the end of the season, he's going to have a little more, I guess, you know, say as to what goes on, and that transition will be underway. Is that how it was set out to be when you started talking about this succession plan?
Yeah, let me kind of resum that up for you.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously I still have my day job. But as we start to have to consider decisions that are going to affect 2026 and beyond, definitely want his input. Obviously, people think about my job as, you know, managing the 26-man roster, the 40-man roster, but it is much bigger than that. And we have a lot of employees underneath. A lot of employees want to know where they're going to be in 2026 or 2027 and beyond. And so as we start to get closer to that October 31st date, there's things that he has to weigh in on because that's going to affect the future. As far as the everyday club, how we play it out right now, that still falls on my desk. And, you know, hopefully we have a lot of success and we have a challenging decisions to make when we get to that trading deadline.
I think that's well said. I appreciate that. And I've said this a million times. John Mozeliak handles more behind the scenes than anybody would know. You don't talk about it a lot, but I've seen it. I've heard it. So I know that there's a lot to sort through here as you make this transition.
Yeah, and I think, you know, my hope is it's seamless. And, you know, I think I've enjoyed working with Heim. Obviously, as we get closer to that October date, we're just going to have to be in lockstep. So we do have a real seamless, and the organization doesn't take a step backwards. And that's the most important.
Thank you for the time. Have a great rest of your Father's Day. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Cheers.
Thank you. Cheers to you. As the Cardinals take on the Brewers this afternoon, we'll have it for you at 1:10. Pregame with Joe Pott at 12:15. When we come back, we visit with Bernie Miklas right here on KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.